Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
The great Andre Ward, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, you know why I'm champ, folks. I'm talking Robert the Ghost Guerrero in hour number one. That's right, the young man challenging Floyd Money Mayweather. That's right, May the 4th. The big pay-per-view, the Showtime extravaganza, of course, coming from the MGM Grand live in Las Vegas, Nevada. 31-1-1, a champion at 126, 130, 135, and now 147. The Ghost has got a lot to prove May the 4th. He'll be here about 38 minutes past the hour. But wait, that's the boxing hour. We're not done with the boxing hour. We'll start things off with boxing writer Zach Young of ringtalk.com. We'll talk a little boxing with him. And then we'll bring in former number one ranked heavyweight female contender, Martha Salazar. So we're going to have a lot to talk about in the world of boxing. And then when we step up to hour number two, the world of mixed martial arts, of course, we're talking UFC 158. And guess what? Our live guest will be Daniel Cormier. That's right, the Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the man that dismantled Josh Barnett last May. I mean, good Lord, five rounds. I mean, everybody thought Barnett would win, but Cormier won going away. Anyway, Daniel's taking on Frank Mir April 20th, of course, live in San Jose, California, on, of course, Fox TV. When Fox TV brings it to the HP Pavilion, Frank Mir, Daniel Cormier, Benson Henderson, Gilbert Melendez, that's Fox, UFC on Fox, April 20th. We're talking UFC, we're talking MMA in hour number two. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. And guess what? You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Let my boys cut it up here. These are the horns, the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, folks. You can check us out, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. And, of course, we're also on Facebook as well. We are broadcasting live coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, worldwide via the American Forces Network, the Internet. I mean, we can go on and on, but that would take me the entire show. The bottom line is we are awaiting my guest as I speak. He is Zach Young. Young man out of Southern California, one of my writers at ringtalk.com. Of course, not a big weekend in the world of boxing per se, but, you know, last week was okay. I'm talking about Tim Bradley coming up with that super performance against Rustam Pradnoviev. Of course, not too many people think much of Tim Bradley. They might think a little bit more now, but Tim did commit himself. He got hurt a few times, a lot, almost in every other round. And the bottom line is he walked away with a decision, which was to the surprise of a few. You are listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, making his debut on the show. This is his debut gig, folks. Like Emilio Castillo putting those guys in Tower of Power, the debut gig. This is Zach Young's debut gig. Zach, welcome to your debut, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, life's treating me all right, man. Life's treating me all right. Let's talk boxing for a little bit, man. Manny Pacquiao, do you think he can come back from being put to sleep like that? I mean, I think he's still snoring.
I think that he can. I don't know if he should, but I think he could and probably still beat some good fighters.
But what about the residual effects? I mean, you know, I mean, this is boxing. This isn't baseball where, you know, you can have maybe a bad hip or after football. You know, this is serious stuff. This is neurological damage. You really think he should risk himself? I mean, the guy's going to run for president in 2016 of his native Philippines. You really think he should risk himself one more time? I mean, let's be honest. He was, like, out a long time, and no fighter, Zach, in my memory, and I asked a couple of historians about this, has ever recovered from going to sleep that long. I mean, they might as well have thrown a blanket on him.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying I think that he could possibly, but I don't think that he should.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it would be a good idea for him to do that.
Okay, what about Bradley? Is Bradley damaged goods now? I mean, Bradley looked like he was on Queer Street a lot in that fight, and he complained about possibly having a concussion afterwards. Is he damaged goods?
I don't think so. I think that we should see how he does in his next fight, and if he's damaged, you know, then he probably should hang it up. But I think that, I mean, he did take a real beating in that fight, but I don't think that it was too much to where he would never be the same. But you never know. You just have to see how he looks in his next fight.
Eric Morales has been suspended for 2 years for taking steroids. And people laughed about this. And I chuckled about it when the, I think, whatever athletic commission used the excuse that he put forth that the reason why there were steroids in his blood was that he was eating meat that was on steroids. That's a good one. That's a good one, isn't it, Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah, except it ain't true, okay? You know, he was juiced up there for that Danny Garcia fight, and, of course, he got caught, and now he's suspended for 2 years. Most guys only get suspended for 2 years. So I'm surprised they came out with this lengthy of a suspension. Now, Danny Garcia is going to meet Zab Judah, the former champion at 130. I take that back, at 140 and 147. And Zab's sort of like real old, real, real old. If Zab grew his hair, it'd be gray. He'd need Just for Men. What's the story on that fight?
I think it could actually be a competitive fight, but I would guess that Danny's probably going to take it.
Okay.
I mean, you never know. I mean, I think Zab still has some left. I mean, he beat Vernon Parris recently, and you never know. He just might have enough to beat Garcia, but I would bet on Garcia in that one.
Okay. April the 20th, my main man, Austin Trout, 26 and zip, taking on the equally unbeaten. I think he's like 41-0 with 30 whacks. I'm talking about the kid from Mexico, Saul Alvarez. I like Austin here because he's left-handed, because he can box, and he has a great pedigree. He has a great amateur pedigree. Andre Ward tells me he's a real deal. I got to sort of believe this, and I believe in Andre and Austin before anybody else did. So how do you see that fight?
Yeah, I definitely think that Trout's going to win that one because I think that he's just fought the better competition than Alvarez has. Alvarez hasn't really taken on like anyone really noteworthy, I don't think. This is his first fight against like an actual like prime opponent in his weight class, so I don't think he's really going to be ready for a Trout.
That guy you're right. He fights midgets and old men.
He does. I mean, his last like big like noteworthy fight was Mosley, and that wasn't. I mean, Mosley's not the same fighter that he was.
No. Speaking of Mosley, he's going to come back and fight again. The steroid king himself, the man that lied, the man that said that I was not telling the truth when I said he was on steroids many, many years ago. In fact, they tried to ban me from his fights and things like that. So the bottom line was, guess what, Shane? I was right. You were wrong. And now he's going to fight again at the age of like 39. Shouldn't he just walk away, man? When is enough enough?
He should have walked away after Margarito, I think.
Yeah, probably. He could have walked away on top and in a good slot. And, you know, that way people, when they look back on him, a lot of times they remember your last fight. But with Shane Mosley, I think it'll remember the fact that he was a steroid guy.
I mean, probably. It's unfortunate because he does have, like, a really good resume. But once you do that, it puts everything into question.
Hmm.
You never know when he was using, you know? I mean,
look, using is using. Like Yuri Gamboa, he tried to friend me on Facebook this week. Sorry, Yuri, man, I'm not into steroid guys. Cheaters. And so he tried to friend me on Facebook this week. I didn't think declined. Anyway, he's been caught up in that Florida lab thing with that doctor and Alex Rodriguez, a baseball player that said he'd never taken steroids or he hadn't taken them since 2003 or something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is, Zach, I think that once you catch these guys, once they're receiving these drugs in the mail, I mean, you have to assume that they're taking them themselves. I mean, Zach, I wouldn't send steroids to your house, and then steroids wouldn't go to your house for me, and steroids wouldn't go to your house, you know, for somebody down the street. Steroids would go to your house for you, like Evan Fields, Evander Holyfield, when he got those steroids from the FedEx guy. The name on the label from the Hollywood pharmacy down there in Florida was Evan Fields. And guess what? He signs an autograph for the FedEx guy, takes a picture, and signs it to Evander Holyfield.
That was a dumb move on his part.
Dumb? Dumb? V, what are you thinking, man? Then again, V's got 16 children. So, you know, what can I say? Go forth and procreate. I think he took that to another level, man. Heavyweights. What's new in the heavyweight division? Has Deontay Wilder got a shot here, this U.S. guy, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I heard that he might be taking on Tony Thompson soon, and that would be a huge step up. And if he beats him, I mean, that was a recent Klitschko opponent. So,
hey, let's be honest, though. Tony Thompson, I don't think Tony Thompson could really lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. I don't think much of him at all. He's just a big fat guy, never really too motivated, never too disciplined, per se. I mean, your average American Don King type of heavyweight from the 80s and the 90s. And he pulls off this upset of David Price over there, and it's a stunning upset. But, you know, Price, as it turns out, Price didn't have a soft jaw. He had a soft head. He had a glass head.
Yeah, I think his whole head came from the China store or something. I don't know.
He don't take a shot well, does he?
Not at all. That shot didn't even look that hard that he got dropped with.
Okay. Good enough, Zach. All the best to you, man. What's the story you've got coming out at, on ringtalk.com on Monday or Tuesday? What's the gist of the story?
It's basically like I just like to make these like potential matchups where I just try to play like matchmaker and make the best fights.
Good enough, man. Look forward to that Monday or Tuesday at ringtalk.com. Zach Young, your debut was a great success. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, I give you this debut thing. I'm just giving you a bad time because my buddy Emilio used to give the boys in Tower of Power a bad time, too. Okay? All the best to you, Zach Young. Zach Young. Zach Attack Young, folks, whose work is featured exclusively at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Still to come, next up will be Martha Salazar, the former number one ranked heavyweight in the world as far as female heavyweights are concerned. She's from Northern California. She's coming back, making a comeback after a couple of years, and then we'll spend some time with the Ghost. Robert the Ghost Guerrero in the house about 38 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and guess what? This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Hi, this is Akos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
I think it's about cents because so far they both are guaranteed maybe $40 million. I think they want a few pennies too. And I think that's what's holding things up a bit. That fight should happen and it has to happen because that fight there dictates their legacy. And I'm sure that means a lot to the both of them.
Being a fighter, you know, you always know that there's a lot going on behind the scenes you don't really know about. Now, being that Floyd and Pacquiao are both champions in their own right, they're both tough fighters, I would never be one to think one is more afraid of the other one. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it just comes down to business. You know, but I think that if I had the opportunity to fight somebody who I felt like was going to be a real challenge for me in the ring, and people felt like I could, that person could possibly beat me, I would definitely get in there to it. I would take less money. So it's never an excuse. At the end of the day, you need to get in there and get it on.
A little sexy guitar there, Mr. Jeff Tamalier. A little James Brown with, you know, Jeff. All those boys that play with Tower of Power got that James Brown slide to them. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Still to come in just about 15 minutes now. The Ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, 31-1-1. Of course, the former champion, take that back, still the champion. 130 pounds, 126 pounds, 130 pounds, 135 pounds. Then he jumps to 147, does a Roberto Duran-like move, jumps to 147, beats Selkuk Aydin, who was undefeated at 23-0 with like 18 whacks. Then he steps up, really steps up, takes on Andre Berto, the kid originally from Jamaica. I mean, he could fight. Once beaten guy, lost to Victor Ortiz in that very close fight, I believe. And, of course, they hooked it up. They went back and forth, and in the very opening, like the opening seconds of the round, Robert imposed his will. I mean, he imposed his will against Andre Berto, who was a bigger man physically. I mean, he just moved him around the ring, just moved him back. He knocked him down in the first round, knocked him down in the second round. But what he did was he made the fight into a dogfight. And that is the blueprint for beating Floyd Mayweather, turning the fight into a dogfight. We'll talk with Robert about that. As I said, about 15 minutes from now. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Ring Talk, we've got the Twitter thing going, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. Tim Bradley's win last week. What can I say? I'm impressed with Tim Bradley, the fact that he stepped up and he sort of fought with his hands instead of his head. So props to him for that. Where he goes from here, as far as a fight with Manny Pacquiao is concerned, I think that would be a bad fight for Pacquiao. A great fight for Bradley. I think Pacquiao versus anybody right now is questionable because of the fact that we do not know what damage was done. I mean, when you get knocked out like that and you get put to sleep, I mean, you're snoring. They could throw a blanket and put a pillow under your head, okay? You have been neurologically damaged. There's no question about it. Can he come back from that? Well, no fighter ever has prior in history, so you tell me, can he or can he? Bottom line is we've got epics going today. Of course, Arthur Abraham. The young man from across the pond, we'll see in Germany now, Robert Stieglitz, WBO super middleweight title, is 168 pounds. Abraham beat him before on a decision, and they're looking to do this again. Of course, a big fight. Both guys are from Germany, so this is a big money fight in Germany. Wealth TV. Never understood Wealth TV. Last week, they had a main event with a guy that was like 9-20. Why would you put a guy like that, Darnell Boone? Darnell Boone fought Andre Ward like, seven or eight years ago. Okay, it's just, I mean, talk about a has-been. It never was. 9-20, although he did drop Andre Ward. That is his claim to fame, no question about that. But Wealth TV is putting on main events like that. Today, they've got James DeGaulle and Alexander Brand going at 168 pounds. And Chris Eubank Jr., remember Eubank, the father? 168-pound WBO title holder of about 10, 12 years ago, maybe 15. Yeah, interesting guy, no question about that. Brandon Rios coming up on the 30th. Not my favorite fighter, a guy that's failed to make weight in a couple of fights. When you fail to make weight once, shame on you. Fail to make weight twice, it's sort of you're sticking your finger out at the entire sport and the fact that, you know, you're supposed to be equally weighed, so we'll have a reasonably fair competitive fight. When Brandon Rios is involved, a lot of times, since he's a house fighter, he gets the call, as he did with Richard Abril last year. But he takes on Mike Alvarado, a rematch. The WBO interim, 140-pound title, is on the line here. Okay, that is a... It's going to be a hell of a fight. There's no question about that. The first fight was like fight of the year honors, if not fight of the past couple of years. We'll see what happens when they hook it up in their rematch. Also on March 30th, from this kid's fun. He's my friend on Facebook as well. It's from Monte Carlo. Gennady Golovkin. Of course, he's a kid. I call him Triple G. He is a WBA middleweight title holder taking on Noburo Ishida.
That is the Saturday, March the 30th over there in Monte Carlo. That's on some type of tournament. He's involved in some type of tournament that's making him a lot of money. And not the other middleweights are involved, but he's involved. So Double G, best of luck to you. I think you're a good fighter, and I think you are a guy to watch for in the next couple of years as far as, you know, stepping up to the upper level. Like Robert. Robert Guerrero is now at the elite level of professional boxing. Double G, he's at the elite level, but he needs to make a name here in the States. I mean, talk about pay-per-view main events. He needs to come over and beat a big-name American. Big-name Americans? Does that even exist anymore? Not in the heavyweight class. I mean, we talked about Deontay Wilder a little earlier. Of course, the unbeaten, what do they call him, the bronze bomber, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Okay, he's a heavyweight to deal with. Mark Breland's training him. I know that Mark wouldn't invest his time in a guy that didn't have real potential. And just Mark wouldn't do it. He's got things. Mark's got a good life. Gets $100,000 a year for the rest of his life. Not that Mark ever spent any money, but he gets $100,000. He's cheap. Well, sorry, Mark, you're frugal. Anyway, he gets $100,000 a year from an annuity that his manager, Shelley Finkel, set up for him back in 1984 or 85. Okay, so he gets his $100,000 a year, you know, tax-free, gets $100,000. Right on, Mark. So Mark's got other business endeavors. He's got rental properties, things like that. So Mark is well off. There's no doubt about it. He does not need to waste his time with a fighter that he does not think is going to blossom. But, of course, Deontay Wilder, 6'7". He's as big as the Klitschko guys. He's younger than the Klitschko guys. He's an American, and he fights black. And I know some of you out there are going, oh, God, he threw the race card out there. No, I'm just trying to tell you the truth. He's slick. He's a slick type of heavyweight. He's got some moves to him, okay? He's not one of these guys that comes out here and just throws. He's not like a Rocky Balboa type of heavyweight. Ain't going to happen that way, okay? He is the real deal. Speaking of the real deal, we're just minutes away from the ghost. Robert Guerrero, folks, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Martha Salazar thing went south. I called the number her manager gave me to call. It went to voicemail. Shame on you, Martha. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Send me an email, Ring Talk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking MMA, UFC, folks. We're talking cage fighting. The man, undefeated Daniel Cormier, the Showtime Grand Prix Heavyweight Champion. What is he, 14-0, 13-0, something like that? Put that undefeated mark on the line April 20th in San Jose, California on Fox TV, UFC on Fox, going up against Frank Mir. Frank Mir is a 265-pound monster. Cormier, a smallish heavyweight. Will size play a factor in this? We'll talk with Daniel in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll also bring in the King, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. We'll talk about the world of the UFC, UFC 158 going down last week. Thumbs up all across the board. I mean, it was a good card. Nobody was moaning and complaining about that. It was a great card. As far as GSP is concerned, does he really have anybody at 170 anymore? Georges St. Pierre? We'll talk about that in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Back to boxing. Danny Garcia, Zab Judah coming up for the World Junior Welterweight Championship. They're going to do this in Brooklyn, New York, because Zab can draw in Brooklyn. So more power to Zab. But like Zab, this is it. Danny Garcia can fight a little bit. He's a young guy. He's not an old guy. He's not an old, slow guy. He's not. And he's not really scared of anybody. And he's got a good father that talks a good, you know, good rap. So his father's going to try to get in your head. And Zab, you got to hear the retirement calls in your ears. I mean, you're an old dude. Now, how long has it been since you got knocked out by Koshchezou when you tried to throw the stool at the referee? Remember that? Jay Nady, remember you tried to do that? It was the MGM Grand or the Mandalay Bay, one of those arenas down there in Las Vegas. I forget. But, of course, this was supposed to be your coronation at 140 pounds, you beating the great Koshchezou. Well, Kostya licked you like a stamp. I mean, it wasn't even a fair fight. It wasn't even a competitive fight. And yet you went after the referee afterwards. I thought you should have been suspended for a couple of years because Jay Nady, listen, Jay Nady's a big dude. I know to fight a big dude like that, you're going to need a stool, but you don't throw a stool at the referee. You just don't do that, Zab Judah. Don't do it. Speaking of Jay Nady, I'll never forget in Buenos Aires, Argentina, at a WBC convention back in the 1990s, somebody snatched a purse. And Jay, he's like 6'5". He's a monster of a guy. 6'5", maybe 245, 250. He chased this dude down, caught him, slapped him around, and brought him back. Jay's the real deal, folks. He also owns a cab company in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little quick email coming in here. Do I think that Deontay Wilder can beat Brian Jennings? Yes. I think Brian Jennings can fight a little bit, but he's too small. I'm telling you, he's just way too small. Much like Tony Thompson. Tony Thompson, much too small to be fighting with the Klitschkos, of course, especially when you come into the fights with the tire around your waist. What are heavyweights thinking? No discipline? Man, I never showed up fat for a fight in my life. Of course, I had to make weight each time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If things go as planned, the Ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, 31-1-1, the WBC welterweight title holder, taking on the WBC title holder. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, belt versus belt, going down May the 4th for the 147-pound championship on pay-per-view, Showtime pay-per-view. Robert the Ghost Guerrero in the house right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly.
He is a Superfly from Gilroy, California, folks. The garlic capital of the world. I'm talking about the Ghost, Robert, the Ghost Girl. Robert, good morning, sir.
How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You're pumped up in Vegas. These Showtime cameras are following you everywhere. Do they follow you into the toilet, too, or what?
They're trying, man.
Are they trying?
I got my guys here throwing, running their defense and blocking them.
Are they really intrusive or what?
No, nah, they're not too bad. You know, they just trying to get the best shots. But you know what? You got to take it upon yourself to just focus and do what you got to do and not worry about the cameras being there.
Okay, we're like 7 weeks out. Who's ever talking behind you, tell him I can hear him. Anyway, we're like 7 weeks out now from this fight with Floyd Mayweather, May the 4th. Where are you at in training? I mean, do you feel you're where you should be? Are you ahead of schedule? Were you peaked too early? I mean, are you worried about these things for this fight or what?
No, not at all. I'm right on. I'm where I need to be. No, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good. You know, camp's going great. We this is our first week here, so you know, I'm already in pretty decent shape. So I'm just breaking in right now in here in the elevation. So other than that, you know, I think for a fight night we're going to be peaked right on.
You know, you are going to be at the center of the boxing universe. This is the first time you're ever going to be the center. Yeah, you've been world champion before, but this will the eyes of the entire world will be on that ring, May the 4th, in Las Vegas, that against Floyd Mayweather. Is that alone, is that motivating or is that pressure? Which one is it? Is it pressure that motivates you or is it just, talk to me about that.
Oh, it's motivating. I mean, there's no pressure at all. I think the pressure is on Floyd Mayweather signing that big contract with Showtime, and you know all the obligations he has to fulfill. Hey, I'm the guy that's coming to underdog, coming to do what I got to do. I mean, you know me since I was a kid, Pedro, since I was knee high. So, man, I mean, you know what we're about, especially you know growing up with guys like Nonito Donaire, Andre Ward. You know, we've been through a lot. Coming out of the Bay Area, you know, having to work extra to just, you know, to be a blimp on the radar. So, you know, this is the opportunity that we're all looking for, and it's time to come and take advantage of it.
Robert the Ghost Guerrero is our guest, folks. He May 4th, of course, big pay-per-view, Showtime pay-per-view emanating from the MGM Grand. 31-1-1 taking on 43-0 Floyd Mayweather. This pay-per-view thing was Showtime that Floyd signed. This is a 6-fight deal. You're supposed to get all these fights done in a couple of years. Sort of makes you think like you don't matter or something. He's got you in the rearview mirror already.
Oh yeah, you know a lot of these guys they count their chickens before they hatch. So you know we're gonna make that a 1-fight deal for him. That's our goal, is to go out there and beat this guy.
You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Robert the Ghost Guerrero is our guest now. Robert, your wife really was ill at one point in time. Now, somebody asked me yesterday in Starbucks, and I hope the guy's listening, because I was in Starbucks on Grand Avenue in South San Francisco yesterday, and the guy walks up to me and says, I heard Robert the Ghost Guerrero is going to be on your show this week. I said, yeah, he is. He goes, ask him, does he think he's a real-life Rocky?
You know what? I think my story is beyond Rocky, man. It's like stuff, I mean, you don't even hear of.
Well, I know that. I know there's things that people don't hear of, but that's, you know, I mean, the hell that you went through with, you know, her being, having leukemia and the bone marrow transplants and no medical insurance and having issues with that. I mean, Robert, how did you survive that alone and not pull all your hair out, not jump off a bridge?
Man, just praying to God, putting God first. You know, that's the only way you could get through things is putting God first and, you know, having faith in him and, you know, get you through the day. You know, look at now, you know, look where I'm at. I mean, you know, you got to look at the bright side of everything. And, you know what, God bless my wife to be healthy now. And, you know, by having that faith, look at the position that he's put me in.
Okay. Tell me about this suite you got at the MGM Grand.
No, I'm actually staying in a house out here in Las Vegas.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. What are your confines like? You got like a little mansion or something or what?
Yeah, they got this ridiculous place where, I mean, it's huge. But you know what? It's what they got for training, and you know, I ain't gonna complain. I'm just gonna go out here, come out here, and do what I got to do, and get busy.
Like Andre Ward told me one time, it beats pushing a car around the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Robert Guerrero, folks, the main eventer, 31-1-1, the kid from Gilroy, California. I've watched him from the crib. Of course, his amateur career was storied. Now as a professional, he's won titles of 126, 130, 135, skipped 140, went to 147, did a move that only two guys have done previously in boxing history, being Roberto Duran and Sugar Shane Mosley, moving from 135 to 147. And I got to tell you, I was a little worried about you stepping up that far in weight that quick. But, man, you showed the upper body strength of a brute against Berto. I mean, and Berto was supposed to be the stronger guy.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, Pedro, I mean, you've seen me throughout the amateurs as a kid coming up. You know, guys like myself, Andre Ward, Nonito Donaire, we're doing things that are unheard of in boxing, just stepping out and standing out from the crowd. So, you know, it's what we've done our whole career, and, you know, it's the type of things that we like to do. So, you know, I'm out here working hard and, you know, making sure that I filled into to 147 pounds the right way.
Safe to say that Donaire has the best left hook in boxing?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a crazy left hook.
Yee.
He's had that left hook since the amateurs.
Yee. I mean, Fernando Montiel, good Lord, he's still snoring. You know, I mean, he's still asleep. All right.
I think he put a dent in the side of his head.
Yeah, I think he did. Now, let's talk about this. Nonito Donaire, Newark, California. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, Gilroy, California. Oakland, California. Actually, doesn't live in Oakland anymore, but Andre Ward was originally born in San Francisco. I mean, wow, three world champions. Is it in the water? Was it the amateur program of 10, 15 years ago? What do you think is the key to the story success of all three guys from one area?
Man, I think it's just being big believers in Christ. You know, Andre Ward, myself, Donaire, you know, we put God first, and we've been on amateur teams together, and you know, like it says in the Bible, iron sharpens iron, and, you know, that's what we do is we sharpen each other, and I mean, look how far we got. The competitive nature of us came out, and, you know, we took it to that next level.
Wow, I'm looking at this. April 22nd, 2001, you took on Alejandro Cruz at Fantasy Springs. That was in Indio, California, back when there were fights down there all the time in the desert, and won a four-round decision. Now you're like 12 years later, man. You're like on the verge of becoming the man. Because let's be honest. If you beat Mayweather, you are the man, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's man, it's a blessing. I mean, no, you know how hard I've worked, Pedro,
But I know, but that alone, but being the man. See, a lot of guys have won world championships and they've, you know, they've done things that are exemplary, no question about that, as fighters both in and outside of the ring. But few guys are called the man. Ray Leonard was the man. Muhammad Ali was the man. Marvin Hagler was the man. Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran, when these guys were at their peaks, they were the man. Right now, Mayweather is supposed to be the man. So if you beat him, you've got the world is, you'll be on a throne. The world is at your feet.
Oh, definitely. Then I'm the man.
Okay. So what does Floyd Mayweather bring to the dance May the 4th? What does he do best? Let's talk about his pluses. He's fast. Is he stronger than he looks? He looks like a skinny kid.
You know what? It's hard to say. I mean, you know, I never felt his strength, so, you know, I'll judge that when I get in the ring with him. But, you know, he's fast. He's got quick legs. You know, his defensive skills are amazing, and, you know, he brings the whole package.
Okay, so the idea, then, are you going to just, like, you going to turn this into a dog fight? I mean, because I wouldn't want to stand there and box with him. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't press off. I think I'd try to do the old Andre Berto move, to get inside and just beat him down.
Man, you know what, Pedro? We got a tremendous game plan for him.
I know. You're not giving it up. See, that I was trying to get him to give it up there, folks. They ain't giving it up. I don't blame you.
Hey, Pedro.
What?
Put it this way. I promise you I'll give it up on fight night.
All right. Well, that's all that matters. May the 4th, of course. Showtime Championship Boxing, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 31-1-1. Robert the Ghost Guerrero challenging Floyd Mayweather. Actually, Floyd's coming down from other weights, and there was a lot of headache. What happened? What was going on during the negotiations for this fight? Was Floyd being a turd? And what was going on back and forth? I mean, they said the fight was going to happen. There was like 4 or 5 weeks, and everything was up in the air. What's going on? He was saying that Devon Alexander was going to take your place. I mean, was he just posturing or what?
Oh, yeah, just posturing. It was, pretty much just trying to divert everybody, you know, a different direction so he can make his big announcements. You know, that's where his ego starts coming into play, and, you know, he wants to be the one to announce who he's going to fight and everything. So, you know, that's what that was all about. So, you know, just let him do what he wants to do. And, you know, as long as he signed the fight to get in the ring with me, that's all that matters to me.
Okay, you've got a height and reach advantage over him as well. That's actually, what, are you about an inch and a half bigger than him?
Yeah, I'm about an inch and a half. I think I got like another, like, probably like two and a half inches of reach on him.
Okay.
You know, we got to use all those attributes.
Okay. How can I put this? I look at boxers like they're ships. And some boxers have got leaks. Like Manny Pacquiao, you saw the leaks coming out before he lost to Juan Manuel Marquez. You saw a few leaks there. Against Cotto, Mayweather in his last fight, he looked like he was willing to mix it up a little bit more than he has been in the past. Now, if he mixes it up with you and you're mugging him, I that's going to work to your advantage, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, definitely I got a... Definitely, I got the skill set to, you know, whatever he does to, you know, change direction on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm able to adapt. I'm able to do different things in the ring. So, you know, it's, you know, there's so many advantages that I bring to the ring. You know, it's perfect. I mean, it's
all right.
Styles make fights. That's what it is, man.
Styles and guts. Now, talk to me about this. Let's do the bone marrow thing. Bone marrow dot what? What's the story on that?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm the, you know, spokesperson for BeTheMatch.org.
Yeah.
Or the National Bone Marrow Registry. So, you know, I've been trying to get that out there as much as I can also, too. You know, now that I got all this media coverage, I got, you know, we're under the microscope. So, you know, use it as a good thing. And, you know, like I always say, you know, you can be the match for somebody. You know, there's thousands of patients out there. Looking for a bone marrow donor. That person could be you. So, you know, I urge you to go to BeTheMatch.org and, you know, find out how to get on that registry because you could save somebody's life.
Now, that's everybody listening in the Armed Forces Network, the American Forces Network around the world, on the Internet, coast to coast, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. BeTheMatch.org, right, Robert?
BeTheMatch.org.
Well, you be the match. You be the man, May the 4th. I'll talk to you soon before the fight.
All right. Hey, thank you, Pedro. You have a great day.
All the best. The great Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Joss Stone here with Larry Braggs taking us a break doing an old Marvin Gaye tune.
Oh, baby, so much joy wrapped in it.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable.
possible. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tell me, Rocky, you've got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight, but thank you very much, you know, I appreciate it.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does, and he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
The Funkifies, whoever Funkifies is the best come May the 4th is going to win that fight. If Mayweather can do his thing, impose his will, he wins. If Robert imposes his will, especially early on, he's going to win. And this is going to be a big upset if Guerrero wins. I mean, it'll be the biggest upset in boxing probably for the past 3 or 4 years. The bottom line is May the 4th, the main event, 31-1. Robert Guerrero taking on the unbeaten 43-0, Robert the Ghost Guerrero. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for 2 hours, and then Sunday we come back with a weekend wrap at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. So both Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Saturday for 2 hours, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, Daniel Cormier, the Showtime Grand Prix Heavyweight Champion, in the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.